Simon & Schuster Audio presents Clemente, The Passion and Grace of Baseball's Last Hero by David Marinus. Read by the author.
Memory and Myth. The familiar sounds of modern baseball, pings of aluminum bats punctuating the steady drone of a crowd, can be heard from the street a half block away. It's late on a Sunday afternoon in February, overcast and drizzly in Carolina, Puerto Rico. Inside the stadium, there's a game going on, the Escuela de Deportiva against Bayamón. Nothing special, just teenage boys playing ball the way they do every afternoon, and then the right fielder from Deportiva scoops up a base hit and fires to second, his throw a bullet, low, hard, right on the bag. Groups of men huddle in the stands, talking, laughing, playing cards, barely paying attention, or so it seems, until the throw. It elicits a murmur of recognition, and suddenly they come alive, stirred by communal memory. All fires are one fire, the novelist Julio Cortázar once wrote, and all arms are one arm. The throw from right field reminds them of the original, the unsurpassable arm of the man for whom the stadium is named, Roberto Clemente. Beyond the stadium, closer to the street, stands a cenotaph 30 feet long and 7.5 feet high. It's the nearest thing to a headstone for Carolina's favorite son. On its three panels, the sculptor José Buscalia has etched the stations of the cross of Roberto Clemente's 38 years on this earth.